food since 1984. Now huddle up. Here's the coach, John Quintero, on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome back to the High School Football Show. Coach John Quintero with you to 11 o'clock. Coming up a little bit later in this half hour, we'll be joined by the head coach at Orange Glen, Jason Patterson. The Patriots won their first CIF title in 51 years last weekend. We'll tell you about that. We'll also introduce you to his star player, which happens to be his son, Cale Patterson. And thanks again to Coach Kramer from St. Augustine and his two players in tonight, Angela Peraza and Will Simon. Now we got a couple of gentlemen in that are going to be going at it here on Saturday night at Balboa Stadium. Legendary Balboa Stadium, where I saw Joe Namath play once upon a time against the San Diego Chargers. It always brings a fond memory to my heart when I can say Balboa Stadium. They're going to be playing at 6 o'clock in the Division 5A game. Temecula Linfield Christian, 13-1, coming down to take on the San Diego Cavers, 10-2. And joining us in studio, defensive coordinator Jimmy Pham from the Cavers, and their two-star football players, Jaden Wickware and Raiden Hunter. Gentlemen, great to have you in here, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Good to see you guys, and very happy to see City Football's back. You know, growing up in this town, born and raised, I remember the days of San Diego High. I had the privilege of playing against some of their great basketball teams back in the middle 70s with Percy Gilbert and Willie Brigham. You guys probably haven't even heard of those guys, but they were two Parade Hall All-American basketball players, Michael Hayes, and you go on the history of San Diego High. They've got as great a history of any school in this county. Jimmy, let's start with you. You're a defensive coordinator for a football team that has really had a great resurgence the last couple of years. Tell us about you and Coach James, because I know you've coached a couple of other spots with Coach Charles James. You guys have really done a great job down there at San Diego.
Yeah, thank you for the kind words. I've been with Coach James about 11 or so years. We started at Morse. We're both alumni, so we're really happy that Tracy McNair over there was able to bring a CIF championship home to the Tigers this past weekend. Then I moved with them to UC High School, and then here we are at San Diego High. So it's been a great time with Coach James. He's somebody that really, really works hard off the field to get all our players opportunity to continue their education, to play football, I'm not going to coach for any other person. So
that's good stuff. Before I get to Jaden and Raiden, and the first time I've met them, but I've heard a lot about them, so I feel kind of like I know them a little bit because I read a lot about them, and they've obviously been two really, really big parts of this program now for a few years. From a coach's perspective, let's talk about Raiden first. Tell us a little bit about Raiden Hunter.
Raiden, both of them, but they have the C captain, the captain C on the back of the helmet for a reason. He's not a really rah-rah guy, but he leads by example, really works really hard in practice, really elevates the play of his teammates and the entire team just by his hard work, and they see him work. They see him grind every day and never complains, and just does everything that the program asks him to do, and that's why he's so successful. So,
okay, tell me about Jaden a little bit.
You know, Jaden, he came from UC about 2 years ago. Phenomenal athlete, and that's why they have him as athlete, not one particular position. But he's our punter, our punt returner, kick returner, our safety. He come down the corners, both safeties, our running back. He threw the ball quite a bit last year too. He does it all. I mean, he's phenomenal.
He also hands out water during the timeouts, I heard. Is that true?
Well, I didn't get any, so I don't know.
Okay, let's go to Raiden first. Raiden, let's talk a little bit about you. Last week, You had a good ball game. You guys obviously beat Kearney for the second time. They had two losses all year, and the Cavers put them on both of them. Talk a little bit about your game. You're a running back, over 1,000 yards this year. You also play a little linebacker. What's your favorite position?
I think my favorite position is I have to go offense.
Offense. You like carrying the ball?
Yeah, that'll be my preferred.
Now, how old were you when you started playing football?
I think fifth grade, and then I've been playing this since then.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you've been there, and we're going to get Jaden, and I know Jaden, as Coach Pham mentioned, he came over, you know, a couple of years ago, but I mean, you've been there. I mean, this program was really down. I mean, really down. and all of a sudden, boom, you guys are winning football games. What's it been like from your perspective, and what's it been like on the campus as well, just when you walk around and, you know, the girls are looking at you guys and after a big win on a Friday night? What's it been like?
I think the campus hasn't really changed that much at all. I could say the biggest change probably from the admin. They do show their support, but the student body is the same. And then as just seeing the change, it's just been, it's like flipping the side of a paper. Like, I've been on both sides. Like, I've been here since my freshman year, so I was there when they were losing. And now, obviously, I'm here when once they get a championship. So it's a whole change of culture from the program.
You know, and I got to say, as Raiden speaking, I know we're not on TV, but I wish you could see his smile on his face now as he's a champion, and he's trying to express himself, and he did it very eloquently there, but he's got a really nice smile on his face.
You can see it on Facebook Live.
Yeah, well, that's good. He's a star. These guys come in with big smiles. I like it. Jaden Wickware, let's talk a little bit about you. You play on both sides of the ball as well. What's your favorite position?
My favorite position would have to be defensive back, probably safety.
Safety?
Yeah.
Now, the schools that are recruiting you right now, you know, as Coach Pham mentioned, you know, I've seen a lot of the recruiting stuff, and they put athlete. And, you know, that could be receiver, running back, defensive back. I mean, when these coaches are talking to you, and I know probably you probably talked to some guys this week because I know recruiting season opened up. Mm-hmm. What are they talking to you about?
Well, my top three choices so far is BYU, Cal Poly, and Montana State. And Cal Poly is actually recruiting me on offense, and BYU is recruiting me on defense. So I'm going to have to buckle down to see which one I really want to get into college. So,
you know, Raiden was pretty – he likes carrying the football.
Yeah.
Okay. He was pretty obvious about that. How about you? I mean, how do you like to get hit, or do you like to
hits? I like to hit people. I mean – it's not bad getting hit because I'm a fighter. Like, I want to fight back. So, yeah, but I prefer hitting people.
I think that's probably a good way to go. But, hey, some guys like to carry the ball, man. They like to hand it to the official after they get into the end zone. We're joined by the defensive coordinator at San Diego High, Jimmy Pham, and two star players, guys that won CIF titles. I mean, when they graduate in June, they can walk off the Cavers campus with a big smile on their face because they're CIF champions. Raiden Hunter and Jaden Wickware from San Diego High joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Coach, I want to go back to you. You know, I look at this Temecula Linfield Christian squad. It's amazing. Akili Smith, the former Lincoln star and former NFL first-round draft pick, their offensive coordinator. They're 13-1. They've been putting a lot of points on the board against different ball clubs. So what can you tell us a little bit about this team? And again, I want to remind the fans, this game is Saturday night at 6 o'clock at Balboa Stadium.
Yeah, watching the film, Linfield, it's obvious they're well-coached. Like you said, Akili Smith is over there. I got to meet with Coach Burns at the production meeting on Monday. I know they're well-coached. It shows on film. They do have a plethora of players that can really make some plays. 82, the quarterback, I forget his number, runs the ball really well. But, you know, watching their film, a lot of respect to them. But they haven't played a team that's fast and as physical as us.
Well, that's good. And I know your team is very fast and very physical. All righty, Raiden, let's talk a little bit about you. You're having a great senior year. Mm. What are you thinking about future-wise? Where would you like to go to school? Who's recruiting you? And if you even begin to think about where you're going to make a final decision?
Well, right now I hold offers from Navy, U.S. Navy Academy. I have Sac State, I have USD, Azusa Pacific, but I'm right now, I'm not really sure.
You got a shot to go to Navy?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm in limbo about where I'm going to go
right now. What, Navy, what would they recruit you as?
They're recruiting me as linebacker.
Nice. Coach Niamatalolo could use some help. They've had kind of a rough year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been following them, but they've had a rough year. I've interviewed him before. He's a really, really nice man. Very nice man. And you mentioned Azusa Pacific. Mm-hmm. Victor Santa Cruz, the head coach up there, good guy. Former All-CIF linebacker once upon a time at Rancho Buena Vista High School. And you got some pretty good choices right there. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts about being a running back in college, or are most of these schools looking at you as a linebacker? Running back.
It's pretty mixed. Sac State is linebacker, Navy is linebacker, and then the other ones are running back. But I'm pretty open to playing whatever position they need me to.
That's great. Hey, Jayden, talk a little bit about Coach James, because, you know, he's done a great job. There's no question about it, and he seems to be a fired-up guy. We had him on the show a while back. Could you just talk a little bit about his coaching style and how he gets the guys to all come together?
Coach James, he's a great coach. He's very emotional. I would say he's like a mentor to us because he helps us in many ways, like on and off the field. So we always have connections with him because he's young like us. Like, he likes to make connections with us and tell us how his life was and stuff like that. So Coach James, yeah, he's a great coach to be around.
Hey, Jimmy, talk a little bit about how it's going to go on Saturday. I mean, you guys have obviously, you know, played a Saturday game, but you got another Saturday game. It's a little bit different time this week. Could you kind of take us through what it's going to be like on Saturday to get your team ready to go?
Well, the extra day definitely helps. With the rain today, we kind of have to limit practice a little bit. The extra day preparation always helps. Our philosophy on defense is we're the whole team in general, but we study throughout the whole week. We put in the whole game plan for the whole week, and Friday, or in this case Saturday, is the test. So the kids got to go out there, our boys got to go out there and do the test on in this case Saturday. So we study, we prepare, and they'll be ready to go on Saturday, no doubt.
You know, I go back to last week. You guys ran the ball 47 times in that game. I mean, yep. You guys really pounded it, yeah. And this guy, he carried it a few times, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of an old-school mentality where it's run the ball and play good defense. The formula for football is not very difficult, running, blocking, and tackling. If we're better than the opponent at those three things, we're going to be successful. So that's kind of the simplistic view of how we run our team, just running, blocking, and tackling. That's all we do.
Raiden, what's practice been like this week after you guys won a championship? Did you guys maybe on Monday have to get a little bit refocused? Because, I mean, there's a lot of emotion after you win a championship. And now, all of a sudden, now you're playing for a Southern California regional championship to go to a state championship game. Do you guys kind of have – what was practice like on Monday? Because sometimes practices on Monday – regardless of what you've done over the weekend, can be guys are a little bit lazy. They've been out, having some fun over the weekend, and mentally they're not necessarily there.
I'll say probably the first part, like the first half of Monday practice, was sluggish. But Coach James got on us, and like halfway through, we picked it up. So, and then we got back to our regular way of practicing even before we won CIF.
Good. Jayden, what's the week been like for you? Not just at practice, but just, walking around as a champion. You got to feel awful good.
Yeah, I mean, our whole team, we feel good, but I mean, we feel like we're not done yet. We have more games to show and prove the world that we're better than what people see us as. So, but practice, yeah, most definitely has been like tough thinking about it, but when practice starts, I mean, it's another practice, and you got to work. So,
well, tomorrow you guys will work tomorrow, but tomorrow you guys will run around in your little uniforms and look pretty and get ready a little walkthrough and get ready for the ball game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys, thanks for coming in, Jimmy. Thanks so much for coming down. Good luck to you and the Cavers, and we want to see you guys advance and get to that championship game.
Oh, thanks, Coach. We really appreciate it, and we hope all the other teams, Morris, Lincoln, can all bring it home as well too. So,
all right, I'd like to thank Coach Pham, the defensive coordinator there at San Diego High, and two of the star players and guys that have really played a big part in turning around the San Diego program. There's been a lot of talk in the last couple of weeks about how city football has turned it around. Well, these two of these young men in the studio right now are a big part of it. Raiden Hunter from San Diego High, running back, linebacker, and receiver, running back, defensive back. One Jayden Wickware joining us in studio tonight. Gentlemen, thank you very much, and good luck Saturday. And hopefully when the final gun sounds, the Cavers will move on to the next round.
No doubt.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate
thank you so much.
It.
For having us.